Radio Prague News.
The Czech Republic is gearing up for a 24-hour transport strike on Thursday in protest of government reforms. Trade unions have promised to refrain from actions which would endanger public safety or damage private property. And opposition leader Bohuslav Sobotka has called for early elections, accusing the government of fueling social tension. The Czech Republic is gearing up for a 24-hour transport strike over government reforms. The strike, called by the country's trade unions, will begin at midnight Wednesday and will affect rail services throughout the Czech Republic, as well as tram and bus transport in the big cities, predominantly Prague, Brno and Ostrava. Trade unions say Prague's metro will be brought to a standstill for nearly 30 hours, and traffic jams are expected in connection with planned road blockades of crucial nodes in the capital. Flights should not be affected by the protest. The strike action is in protest of pensions, healthcare and tax reforms planned by the centre-right government. The cabinet has said it is willing to negotiate, but trade unions insist that the concessions offered are inadequate. Trade unions have planned a protest march through the city on Thursday. Protesters are to gather outside the Labour and Social Affairs Ministry on Palatsky Square, proceed to the Health Ministry, the Finance Ministry and conclude their protest at Prague Castle. President Klaus has strongly condemned the strike, saying striking workers should be sacked. Prime Minister Petr Nečas and Interior Minister Jan Kubice are both expected to attend Wednesday's Crisis Committee meeting at Prague City Hall. The meeting is planned for 2 p.m. and will revolve around measures aimed at mitigating the impact of Thursday's strike. Interior Minister Jan Kubice warned earlier that blockades would not be tolerated as a form of protest and that police would be out in force to maintain order. Prime Minister Nečas said on Tuesday that the government was putting 150 Defence Ministry buses and minibuses at the town hall's disposal. Czech Railways has said it plans to rent another 200 buses to cover vital transport lines. Trade union representatives and Prague City transport officials on Tuesday agreed on the observance of certain principles which would guarantee public safety and prevent damage to property. Trade unions have promised to bring all vehicles, be it trams, buses or metro cars, to the depot on Wednesday night and said they would not try to prevent strike breakers or management hard replacements from manning them. Private-run bus lines in and around Prague will remain in operation. Social Democrat leader Bohuslav Sobotka on Tuesday called for a broad agreement on early elections at the earliest possible date, saying the government was fueling social tension and was unable to cope with the situation. He accused the government of pushing through socially unjust reforms and riding roughshod over any opposition to the proposed bills, saying there had been no dialogue and no debate on reforms that would affect the lives of generations of Czechs. On a visit to the Šumava National Park on Tuesday, President Václav Klaus expressed full support for the park's management's radical policy in fighting bark beetle infestation in the protected nature reserve. The president said that the cautious policy of the former management and the Environment Ministry would have resulted in severe devastation of the region's pine forests. The park's present management, headed by former Prime Minister Jan Stráský, has come under fire from environmental activists and academicians for employing logging and harsh anti-insecticides to curb the spread of bark beetle infestation. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to be partly cloudy with intervals of rain and shine and day temperatures reaching 26 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová and that's the end of the news.